One of the great gifts that we have, Mitoros HaRishonim, that speaks to both Halacha and Agada, is the Pirush Rabban LaTorah, which I understand the Tanin Sishir Baruch Shem spent time invested in. Many passages in Rabban's Pirush LaTorah are underutilized, underappreciated treats. There are many Rambans that are not so well known. One of the comments of Ramban that's probably the most studied and the most discussed by Bali Musar is the length of Ramban at the end of this week's parsha. I want to highlight though, many speak about the Ramban at the end of Parsha's Bo. I want to zero in on 2 points in particular, each of which I think is very significant, and each of which could be transformative in one's avoda. And maybe on more levels than one. The very end of the parsha, of the course of Parsha's Bo, of course, we see the climax of the Makkos, the last three Makkos, and that finally yields after Makkos Bechoros, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we've been waiting for so long. And side by side with the experience, the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has Moshe Rabbeinu begin to teach Klal Yisrael about a series of mitzvahs. You learn the Sefer HaChinuch, but as the Sefer HaMitzvahs, one of his uniquenesses is that the Sefer HaMitzvahs organized a Sefer HaParshas, so you know that over the course of all Chumash Bereishis, he only has three mitzvahs, Peruvim, Milan, and Gedamasha, and all of a sudden you get the Parshas both as an explosion of around 17 or so mitzvahs. And almost all those mitzvahs are mitzvahs which are idioms, which is what meant to help us keep the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim alive. Mitzvahs that apply Leila Seder, mitzvahs that apply over the course of Pesach, mitzvahs that, like Tefillin, Pinyin, and Aven, apply all year long. And that's the overall flow of Parshas Bo. And that's something that we know, something that's very, very familiar. And the Ramban has a number of questions. And one of the questions he has, or one of the questions that he alludes to, is the following. One of the questions that he asks directly is, why do we have so many mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? One of the questions he alludes to is, why do we have so many makkos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol. From the very beginning of the Ikarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mipnei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling events, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do whatever he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always successful. But then you come to the makkos, and it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1 out of 10. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe 10 times with Makkos, and finally the Orte get Klal Yisrael out. So Makara, Mapitom. The first 9 Makkos were a failure, and the 10th one succeeded. Is that the shot? Maybe. Okay. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have succeeded the first time. Maybe one could suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka chose to set things up that he would fail and fail and fail to demonstrate to us, well, after the Drachah, that the person has to pick himself up and try again. Maybe. There is such a gracious rabbah about the Bias HaOlam. Rabbi Abba says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Bon Olam to Machriven, Bon Olam to Machriven, building worlds and destroying them until finally he got this wrong. So the Rav suggests in a beautiful drasha that we don't understand what that means on a divine level. Kadosh Baruch Hu get it right the first time, but he says at least when the Rabbah describes in Hilchos Deis, Kadosh Baruch Hu describes himself to us in ways that teach us how we can mal ourselves after him. So whatever that divine reality is, but what we're meant to draw from it is that that's also maybe dosa shakadosh baruch. The way when a person builds a more godlike personality, the mitzvah tikkun amidah. So part of that is the capacity to pick yourself up and try again. Okay, so that's what the Rav suggested based on that gracious Bria Sovo. You could have said that's what's going on here in Va'ir and Bo also. That kadosh baruch who presents himself as trying, because that's the meat that we're supposed to have. You're not only going to succeed, you're going to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. Could be. The Ramban takes a different approach. Ramban says, you know why we have all these adios? What? To remember the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a very beautiful, very important story. It definitely shaped us as Am Yisrael. Maamar Sina also did. There are many important events. And we have many events that we remember, but such a wealth, around 20 mitzvahs to remember one event. And and all the makas that quote unquote seem to have failed, it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu got a 10%. Kadosh Baruch Hu got 100%. Every single maka was successful. You have to know what your goals are before you can figure out, assess how successful you've been. Rabban says, dramatizes a little bit, unpacking a little bit, but Rabban essentially says, you're missing the point if you think that the point of the makas was to extract cholesterol. If it all was about just Votesi, he said, yeah, then the first nine makas were a failure, only makas Bechoros worked. Or you'll say, somehow it was cumulative. No. He said, it was also to extract cholesterol from Mitzrayim. It was far more than that. It was a chinuch enterprise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching the Mitzrayim, and perhaps even more importantly, cholesterol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching his audience. The Rabban goes on to say a whole series of Bikari Amuna. Kadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating that he exists and that he has an ongoing relationship with the world, that he continues to know, he's Mashiach, and that he cares and he's involved and he's managing. And all those elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality, we're meant to notice when you watch the Makas. And then Rabban goes on to say, and not only the Makas themselves demonstrate so much about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awareness and power and caring, but the fact that he also sent a Navi in advance to predict what's going to happen, and then it happened as predicted, so that also demonstrates that Nevuah exists. The next set of Ikarim, it demonstrates that Nevuah exists, and all of a sudden there's so much that flows, and Rabban says every single Makkah was successful. 100% success. Every single Makkah demonstrated. And the Rabban goes on to say, and it's such a classic Rabban, he says, we take the Chumash for granted, because if you have the Schus, if you've had the gift of being exposed to Chumash as a little child, so that's an incredible bracha. But most of the time, brachas have their own cost and challenge also. So if I had the bracha of being exposed to Torah mitzvahs from a very young age, I have to be aware that there's the attendant risk is there are things that I met as a little child. They appropriately at the time had a five-year-old's understanding, a seven-year-old understanding. But I have to make sure that I progress beyond it. Bereshis is also for children, but it's obviously not only for children. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, Purim, they're also for children. They're obviously not only for children. It can't be that I understood everything about it the first time I met it. My parents, my Rebbeim, my Mora in preschool would have been doing a bad job in trying to give me a 25-year-old's understanding when I was 4 years old. Of course, the first time I met Yitzias Mitzrayim, I had an appropriately five-year-old understanding. But then I have to I have to make sure I don't fall prey to just, going with the flow and living life with a five-year-old understanding. So Rabban says, look at the psukim with fresh, mature eyes that you have now, and you'll notice all these lines, all these phrases that you got to ask yourself, what do they mean? Again and again and again throughout Va'er and Bo, when Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the makas, he doesn't just say, here's what's going to happen. He doesn't say, here's what's going to happen between now and then, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, here's what's going to happen, l'ma'an, 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 l'ma'an. L'ma'an teida ke'ani yashev b'karev ha'aretz. L'ma'an, he keeps saying, I'm giving this makkah so that you will know this ikar namuna, so that you will know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved, so that you will know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is managing it, so that you will know that there's charev yonah, so that you will know that there's nevuah. Rabban says, you open the psukim, look at the open eyes, you see, it wasn't just about hotzas klal yisrael, it was that also, but it was much more than that. Every single makkah was advertised. Moshe Rabbeinu said it up front. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing makkahs because he wants to mechanech you in ikar yonah. And then Rabban says, once you realize that, not only do we now understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought so many makkahs, and not only do we now appreciate that every single makkah was profoundly successful, we also understand, begin to appreciate the significance of all these mitzvahs of Adios. It's not just to remember an important event in the history of Kadosh. That itself is of inestimable value. It's to remember the Yisodos that we learned from those events. It's to remember the Gilei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the clarity we had, that Rabban says HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do those sorts of nisim in every generation, but instead, he did it then, and we have an obligation to keep that memory alive through tefillin, through pinyan ben, through pesach, and b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. The eidos aren't only to remember the story, it's to remember the purpose, it's to remember the ikar yamunah that we learned from that story. That's one major yisod that Rabban builds earlier in the closing piece on Parshas Bav. I want to highlight one other element that he has towards the end. This is an element that the Reb Chaim Friedlander in particular, Panavision Mashkiach and Sifse Chaim, comes back to again and again, clearly for him a very central element to Rabban. Rabban goes on to say that everything I told you until this point is true, that the point of the makas are meant to demonstrate Ikar Emuna, and the mitzvahs which are Eidos are meant to continue that chinuch midar ludar. He says, don't end there. That's just phase one. Looks like some of the elements already had the opportunity to dig into Ramban, Baruch Hashem. But I'm going to say at the end that to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nisim Gluyim is relevant. We would say, wow, who could imagine a better madrega than that? I'm to see Nisim Gluyim, to see Magila Shechina. It's the highest madrega. Ravan says, actually, not the highest madrega. That's a low madrega. You have to be a bad madrega, you have to see next. But he says, a far higher madrega in your avoda is to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there are no Nisim Gluyim. To notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in razzle-dazzle, extraordinary, open miracles, Nisim Gluyim, Gevaldik. But he says, that's not as hard. That doesn't show as much development and depth of my emuna as much as when I pivot from that. Now that I know HaKadosh, I have that high first level of Hakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Nisim Gluyim, I then develop the eyes to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's in obvious, when he's working between the cracks, when he's doing Nisim Nistar, when he's not suspending the laws of nature, but he's working with the nature to take care of me in obvious ways. That's a far higher level. It's a far higher madrega, in part because to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nisim Gluyim isn't going to happen so often. And to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around in Nisim Gluyim, it's nice to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be involved in my life, but if I can notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nisim Nistarim, that's going to be all the time. That's going to be in Tavshin Pei Dal as well. But there's also something else going on in this Ramban. Think about these two ideas. Think about the Makas not only as a tool to extract Klal Yisrael, but as a method of chinuch, and thinking about the difference between Nisim Gluyim and Nisim Nistar, then there's something else at play in those two yisodos. And it's something that maybe comes to the fore. You think about a fascinating Gemara at the very end of Makas. The last Amud Aleph Masechas Makas, Daf Chaf Dalet. Gemara talks about Tariq Mitzvahs. As I'm sure you're aware, that Gemara ignited centuries of work by some of the greatest of the Gaonim and Rishonim. The Gemara says there are Tariq Mitzvahs, but doesn't tell us what they are. And so in the course of the latter part of the Kufas of Gaonim and the early part of the Kufas of Rishonim, some of the greatest minds of Klal Yisrael spent a lot of time, most famously the Bahag, the Ramban, and the Chinuch and many others, trying to figure out, well there are clearly more than 613 dinim. There are thousands, tens of thousands, millions of dinim. Obviously, not every din is a mitzvah. So, what makes something a mitzvah, and which ones get that crown, get that status of being a mitzvah? And then that's the famous part of the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes on to say, over the course of Tzkufas HaNeviim, various Neviim baal so and so v'hemidon on X. This Navi came along and reduced it to 12, to 7, to 3, to 1. In other words, there is, over the course of learning the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, you'll find different formulations of the core ideas of mitzvahs as a whole in just a few lines. So one of them is Ba Micha, the Hamidon al Shalosh. Micha gives a presentation, a list of three items that's not just three details, it's kolel everything. Famous part for this reason, one of the most famous Ksuvim in Micha. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? Kiyim. Kiyim. I don't know. Okay, sort of. We don't use that lashon. Asos meshpat. Ahavas chesed. The. Very close. There's a halicha in there. Good. Asnei alachas imelokach. To do mishpat, to love chesed, and hatsnei alachas imelokach. To walk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be tsanua, to walk modestly with your Lord. Hatsnei alachas imelokach. So what does this mean, and how is this not just three important ideas, but three categories that Kol Torah Kula fits into? Asos mishpat avas chesed. Okay, so I think someone was saying before, yira and ava. Okay, so asos mishpat maybe means alavin. Avas chesed maybe is mitzvah saseh. Or maybe it refers to the ben adam lamakim zem lachadeo. And hatznei alechetz in lakecha maybe means meals. Okay. Maybe it's beram lachadeo, beram lachatzmo, beram lamakim. Kenza, that's what some take. Yorah Makis says the following, and you'll tell me why you find the shver, if you find the shver. Yorah Makis, it's in Sukkah as well. Well, Micha Mevidin al Chalish, Micha comes and gives a way of thinking about the Yisodos of Yadis in three categories. Hidin l'chavadna matal, Mosh Shem Dorish l'imachav, sounds like that thing is Pasuk in Ekev, and we'll tell you what's good, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you. From the first point that I already sounds like we talk about Bin Adam Lachaber Bin Malakam, Ki in, Asos Mishpot, Ahavas Chesed, Hatznei Alachas in Malakam. Then the Gemara goes on to comment. So what does each of the three elements mean? Asos Mishpot Zedin, Ahavas Chesed is Gemilas Chasod. Okay? Maybe that means avoiding Yisurim and doing mitzvahs, or maybe Din usually means Din Amamas, it usually means Abayam Lachadeh, but maybe here it means Bin Adam Lamakam, and Abbas Chesed Zeg Milas Chasadim, that's Ne Alech Hasim Elo Kecha. What does that refer to? Ze Hotzah Sameis, Achnas Has Kala. Going to a Levaya, a sad type of Chesed, and going to be involved in Simchas Chasim Kala, a happy type of Chesed. And then the Gemara goes on to make the following comment. Oh, Kala Chaymer. Haladon kavuchomer dvarim she'ain darfim hasos and mitzinam retaratz and leches. The sort of things you don't usually do privately. A levaya is a public event. A chasana is typically a very public event. Even those things which aren't really darfim mitzinam, but still, you're supposed to be at snei leches. But something which is darfim mitzinam al achas kama v'kama. The Gemara goes on to say Yeshayahu has two and Chavakuk has one. Anything strike again. The Gemara presented Micha, Rastos Mishpat, Abbas Chesed, Snei Lechus, and Lakecha. And what does that mean? Din, Kimilas Chasadim, and Levias and Chasins. And you have this Kal Vachem. What strikes you as difficult about this person?
Does it cover everything?
No, that one doesn't cover everything. Good, doesn't cover everything. That's what it's saying. They have to figure out how you define Din. Is Din Lavin and Chesed as I say? Okay, that definitely cover everything. Or maybe Din in this context really means Din Adam Makam and Kimas Chazan Din Machader. Okay, good. What's the next kasha?
Who says Mishmar and Chesed is supposed to be the Din?
What?
Okay, what's the kasha? Who says the Chesed is done Din?
Number one. The third element, Achnasas Ameis, Hatzaras Ameis, Achnasas Kala, are you supposed to do a Bitsina? As a matter of fact, the Gemara then goes on to say, you don't really do the Bitsina. So what do you mean? In what way does Hatznei Alechus and Lokecha refer to Achasna Levaya? I'm not supposed to be Tzanua, I am supposed to be in public. There are things I do privately. I might give Tzedakah privately, but I'm not supposed to go to Achasna privately. I'm supposed to show up and wear a mask all the time. What does it even mean? And the Gemara itself, the grace itself seems to be stressing that point. Well, it's not darker but sinner. It's not darker but sinner, but it is but sinner. What does that even mean? So number one, Minei Obey, what do you mean that? What about Hatznei Alechas tells you Mace and Kala, and what's the Gemara trying to say? Good. And then, thinking like a Lamdan, Think about the overall structure here. Din, Gmil Chasadim, and Atznei Lechas, and Kalan, and Kalan is.
Are there two things telling you Chasadim?
Ah, right. If I told you that my three favorite desserts are brownies, ice cream, and pistachio ice cream, leave it aside whether you think pistachio ice cream is good or not, but even elementary, as far as Lamdin would say, that you already told me ice cream, so you have to say, a product, you already told me the call. Amchal in the manuscript version, Amchal has such a kasha, but a different pasuk in the Sukkim in Akeb. You don't have a list where you have a klal, then you have some of the pratim also. So I mean din, gemilas chasadim, and then mason kala. Though mason kala aren't gemilas chasadim, you already said gemilas chasadim. So what's the point of identifying these two examples of gemilas chasadim as opposed to everything else? It doesn't lie. It's a detail. It's already subsumed under the previous one. It doesn't flow. Din and gemilas chasadim and talmud tayr. Din and gemilas chasadim and tefila. Right? Din and gemilas chasadim and Mason Kala doesn't. Overall, the categories don't flow. And then he said before, Minei Beit. What do you mean? That's not. Of all the things you could have said, how are Mason Kala? It's Nei Lechas. It's not Nei Lechas. The Gemara itself says it's not. It's a Kala Chayim or other cases. My Pesha Dvar. Radak Amicha quotes this Gemara. The ad may be a drop. I think if you take a look at the novel, you get even more of a sense. The reasoning is the following. Mishpat is din. What does that mean? Lavin, it means bin adam lamakam. Right, one category. And then avos chesed means gmilas chasadim. Good. Mitzvahs. Then lachaver. Good. And then I mentioned Mason Kala. What is Mason Kala? We don't mean as an example of chesed. We already said doing chesed. No. In what way is that Snei Lechas? What do you mean? If they have to be seen as Kolshkin and Snei. What it means is that the Malbim says that he thinks that Snei Lechas in Melkecha. Lechas in Melkecha, you know from Chumash already. Right? Noach was Mishalach in the Rebbe Shlomo. Avraham Avinu was Mishalach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call living properly as a Jew ha lacha to be holich with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatznei lechas and lechach, the Bible says, means there should be tznius in your walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You walk in HaKadosh, you live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ofen tzanua. What that means, I think, it means that even when you're doing, that there's supposed to be a private aspect to your avodas Hashem. There should be more than meets the eye to your avodas Hashem. And that's what the Gemara is saying, even when you're doing public mitzvahs. Of course you're not supposed to hide in the corner. So it's not to be inobvious about the fact you're going to a chasna. No, you should dance to the chasna. Dance to the chasna. Of course it's not going to be inobvious. Don't you go to Levi when you're staying in your car? That's not productive. Of course, if you go to Levi, you have to be public. But even when you're going to say, even when you do dafka public mitzvahs, even the public mitzvahs are supposed to have a tzanua aspect. There should be more than you see. It can't be that everything that you're doing is out in the open. There has to be more to your avodas Hashem than what everyone else sees. The truth is, going back to the Ramban with which we began, he's saying, number one, there was more to Makkas than you noticed. It wasn't, overtly was either getting cholesterol out, or maybe we can talk about it, an onish for the mitzvah. But it was much more than what met the eye. What was the real value was in the chinuch that would flow from it. And certainly the second element of the Ramban, that it's an even greater madrega to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, the Star, and to just notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, the Gluyim. Not only you said before, because if you only notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, the Gluyim, you have a very limited HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not such a Maamin. you're much deeper mammon and a much more frequent mammon if you notice that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always involved. But that's certainly true, but it's more than that. It's that I'm a shallow person if I only notice the obvious. I'm a shallow person if I only know that Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's in my face. Ah, you see Kriyas Yamsav. Ah, Makas Bacharis. Ah, there's the Baruch Hu. But whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu is in obvious, I'm not noticing. That's a chesaron in me, that I'm a shallow person who only sees what hits me in the face, as opposed to being someone who reads between the lines and someone who's sensitive to what's not overt. A person who has the eyes to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when he's being master himself, as he usually does, is a deeper person. Deeper in Midos, and of course, it will flow from that, a much richer, deeper Emunah. And what does this mean, Lamaisa? So, of course, you have a Chiyah V'nivis and Mekim. Of course, you're not supposed to hide the fact that you're from Jew. You're not supposed to make it seem as though I'm not keeping mitzvahs, but signal to no one that watches I'm keeping mitzvahs. This is not Karlbach's Shvartzerov. Myself. We do not see as ideal that I look like I'm a Russian, really deep down Hitzadish. That is not a normative myself by any stretch of imagination. Of course, he's in the king. Of course, I should not be doing the right thing, but it shouldn't look as though I'm a Russia either. Of course. But what we're saying is that in a healthy, balanced way, there has to be much more internal richness than meets the eye. It can't be that everything is nicker. There has to be more to my Avos Hashem than just what everyone sees. It's not just for everyone to see. There's a part that's for everyone to see, and there's a part that's just between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a healthy, balanced way. Just like when you think about, I don't know if I would say La'afil, but Derech Mashal, when you think about relationships between people, right? And you think of it, if you have real friends in your life, if you have a substantive relationship with family, we should be zocher at the right time to find the best friend for life. If everything about your relationship with someone important is goli l'chol ha'amin, that's a very shallow relationship. You see it. Sometimes you see people who need to, for instance, involve there are 20 best friends in the way they propose to the girl they're going to marry. And it gets videoed and sent around the world. That's so sad. That's so shallow. I mean, there isn't a part of your relationship with your wife that's just the two of you. It's such a shallow relationship. It's so much more profound and precious. Well, of course, everyone knows that you're married to each other and that you're happy together. But there's so much more that only you. And that's going to be true with any really good friend. It's a much richer relationship when there's a pinyus to it. And that's certainly true in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatznei aleches im lakecha means that our hishalchus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be tzanua, not only because I shouldn't be a bal gaiva that I need to show it all off. That's true too. But that my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more authentic and more real, no matter when I don't feel the need to always demonstrate and exhibit everything, and it'll be more real when I have a public relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have a private relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can daven, I can stand by Shema Yisrael and talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Hebrew, in English, in Portuguese, whatever it is, not everyone has to know what I'm davening. The private relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes so much richer. That's what Micha is saying, and I believe that's the Ramban is seeing in this week's parasha. Not only that, Kadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating what I'm going to do things. And there'll be more to what I'm doing than the obvious. And Rabban is saying, and we're meant to pick up on that as well. We're meant to reflect. Midos of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we suggested maybe what we're meant to reflect in Midos of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Bo is the capacity to Shevli Yifel Tzad V'Kam, to try again after failure. But maybe it's also to be a person who has both nigla in a healthy way, has both nigla and nigla. I'm proud of my relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, part of the public, and there's even more internal richness that I don't feel the need to share and to demonstrate to everyone else in a balanced, healthy way. And just to wrap it all together, there are those who say, I don't know what the mucker is, but it certainly captures this idea. And those who suggested, this, I'm not sure what the mucker is, but the notion of familiar Sifra Kabbalah, so maybe there is a very legitimate mucker, this notion that there are a certain number of tzaddikim in the star in every generation. So those who said, you know, it could be that in the early 1900s, late 1800s, let's say, maybe two of those tzaddikim in the star were the Chafetz Chaim and Yisrael Salanter. Chaim Yisrael Salanter, I mean, they're two of the most famous tzaddikim. Yeah, true. But at the same time, everyone knew them a little bit. But it could be that there was so much more tzidkas, as much as we know the extraordinary insight that the Chafetz Chaim had, the pulse, you think of the pulse he had about Jews across the world and what they were dealing with, and the Sfarim they wrote, and the personal model that he had, Rasul Salanter's extraordinary insight into people and its transformative impact. We know all of that. But at the same time, for all we know, that was only 5% of what was going on inside. That may have only been 5% of their relationship. There may have been a tremendous amount of nistar and tzidkus also. Again, in a very healthy, balanced way. I'm not embarrassed of anything. I'm proud to be an Eved Hashem. And I'm proud to have a public relationship. But it's that real, and it's that deep, and it's that authentic. There's even more that is sanur. That's what Micha is saying. That's one of the subtler messages that this Ramban is teaching us, as a Jew progresses beyond elementary ideas of Avos Hashem into growing into a more mature, a more sophisticated element of Avos Hashem. So the relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes a multi-layered relationship in the best way possible. Rabbi said, thank you so much. She continued to grow, she continued to strive and this year, and Ritz Hashem for many, many healthy decades to come.
Okay. Thank you, man. Better now.